Oklahoma leaders are sending mixed messages on the state's COVID-19 numbers. Governor Kevin Stitt says the state is on a plateau for new cases. Health Commissioner Lance Fry did not describe it that way in a news conference Thursday.
I think it's too early to say whether it's plateaued or not. There's different things to look at. If you're looking at hospitalizations, we seem pretty stable right now. If you're looking at the number of cases, I think it's a little too early for me to say that.
Stitt followed up on Fry's answer.
When you talk about a plateau, if we have 560 hospital beds and folks being treated for COVID on March 30th, and we're at 643 today, you can graph that however you want, but we have been bouncing between this number of 550 to 650.
From March 30th to June 1st, hospitalizations fell to 124. They have generally climbed since then and have not been below 500 since mid-July. Fry says in any case, testing is making it hard to pin down true case numbers. Labs the state has a contract with generally must turn tests around in 48 hours, but private labs can take longer, and Fry says the health department must confirm positive tests are unique after they are processed and reported.
Those things take some time, so it's never real time. When we look back at our recent numbers, we look at it every day, and about 85%, 85 to 88% of those, the date the specimen was taken was within the last 2 weeks.
Fry says speeding things up requires building the state's testing capacity. It can do about 5,000 a day. The rest are being done by other labs. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.